From November last year until early February, government investigators conducted undercover tests of the security checkpoints in many U.S. airports. The tests were ordered by the president and conducted by the Transportation Department. The results? Hundreds of weapons, guns, knives, and simulated explosives went through undetected. The story appears in today's issue of USA Today. The reporter is Blake Morrison, who joins us. Mr. Morrison, how were the tests conducted exactly?
That's unclear. The protocol that the Inspector General's office uses to conduct the tests is secret by design. What we do know is that they basically behave as a terrorist might. They try to pack weapons in bags or on their person and essentially see what the screeners catch.
And basically, what did they catch?
Very little. What became clear here is that whatever improvements we might have hoped there had been past the 11th didn't seem very evident in these tests.
Now, how is it, do you think, this is at a time when airports, in theory, were on the highest alert, and your story says that guns and knives and simulated explosives were actually getting through?
It is astounding. It makes one wonder what the screeners were looking at. There certainly is an argument that can be made that prior to September 11th, the people who were doing the screening were never expected to stop knives, and so they didn't have any training to recognize them. And I suppose you can say that that might account for why the failure rate on the knives was so high. But even if you'd not include the knives, taking a look at the guns and the simulated explosives just boggles the mind.
Did these testers actually get on planes?
Yes. In about half of the cases, they managed to get aboard planes or gained access to the airport tarmac. And again, when we say they boarded planes, they got on secretly.
Now, who was in charge of security at that point?
At that point, it was the FAA working in tandem with the airlines. It was the same security apparatus that was in place prior to September 11th, albeit on this heightened state of alert. And that was the highest state of alert since the Persian Gulf War in 1993.
And were these big airports, small airports, a random sample?
It was a collection of both. The memo just said that it was 32 airports, some major hubs, others smaller airports, and the only one that was cited specifically was Virginia's Norfolk International.
Now, these tests and screenings of airport security have been going on for a while, I mean, in the 70s and 80s. Do you know how this compares to past tests, past detection rates?
Well, that was what was so surprising. Now, the Inspector General won't say what their past tests showed because under the FAA's classification, that's security-sensitive information. What we do know is that there was testimony after September 11th by the General Accounting Office that indicated in the 1970s and 1980s, screening tests done by the FAA showed failure rates in the 15 to 20% level. If you compare that to what the Inspector General found, which is somewhere about 50%, one could make a plausible argument that in the wake of the terrorist attacks, security might well have gotten worse, not better.
So now what? All screeners are going to be federal employees by November?
Yeah, that's the real learning curve issue. You have all of these screeners, somewhere between 20, maybe 40,000 of them, going over to work for the federal government by November 19th. And in that interim period, the Transportation Security Administration has to figure out how do we get many of these people up to speed. Some of the people may not make the cut. The Transportation Security Administration is saying, we're going to have more rigorous standards. We're going to expect more of these people. We're going to train them better. But one has to wonder, how much can these people learn over the course of the next few months? And what happens during that course of the next few months if what we're seeing when they were on their highest state of alert was that 70% of knives were getting through, 30% of guns were getting through, and 60% of the simulated explosives?
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Blake Morrison is a reporter for USA Today. His story on airport security appears in today's issue.